This is your KUTX Soundcheck. Beyonce is making double headlines this week, for better and potentially for worse, or just for drama's sake. The singer's album Lemonade went platinum this week, making it the singer's 6th out of 6 albums to sell at least a million copies. Not only has every one of her albums hit platinum, but they've also all debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Lemonade is only the 2nd album to hit platinum so far this year. In addition, Kentucky news station creative manager and independent filmmaker Matthew Foulkes is suing Beyoncé, Columbia Recording House, and Sony Entertainment over the allegation that a member of Beyoncé's team had seen his film Paleonia and took enough elements and aesthetics from it and incorporated it into the trailer for Lemonade, enough to declare the album trailer, quote, substantially similar to his own film. Do they have a case? You can take a look at side-by-side screenshots and a copy of the lawsuit on our website. It seems the world is getting answers to who's behind the recent spree of hacked celebrity Twitter accounts. Twitter user at J5ZLOL has claimed responsibility for hacking the accounts of Tame Impala, Keith Richards, Bon Iver, and George Harrison, among others. The exposure came out when the user actually apologized for the content of some of his tweets on George Harrison's account. Apparently, he didn't realize that the Beatles member died in 2001. Of course, as of yet, there's no confirmation that he was behind every single one of the attacks he's claiming responsibility for, but in perfect hacker fashion, when asked why he would put the energy into the abuse of hacks, he said that he initially wanted to raise awareness about internet security, but also that he, quote, has no friends IRL, that's why I hack people, LOL. Soundcheck is produced by Jack Anderson and written and hosted by me, Taylor Wallace, for KUTX.